from the shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip, you're listening to the Parker Livecast.
Mary Hamilton, director at the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce. How are you doing?
I'm well today, John. Thank you for asking.
So Thursday, it's the big downtown experience. It's back.
Oh, it's going strong. This is actually turned out to be a very popular event for what I like to refer to as Race Week.
Yeah.
Kicking off on Wednesday with the Youth Off-Road Experience over at Parby Park and Pace. And then Thursday, we'll be celebrating this race. This is our seventh annual downtown experience. I can't believe we've been doing it this long.
Yeah. It feels like 3 years or something.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years, like,
yeah,
if you had asked me.
Crazy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I do want to thank my sponsors, our wonderful sponsors, the Town of Parker, mm-hmm, the Welding Shop, the Thirsty Pirate Beach Bar, Seroptimist. They are a partner in this event with us. Parker Motor Company, Churchill and LeBenz, The Bar, Republic Service, Steve Stanton Construction, Tisco Racing, Impact, River Septic, Arizona California Railroad, Hoffman Construction, Mike Zinda Construction. And these people are providing us with the mechanics to do like the Pick a Crew Challenge. And I think they use some kind of gas.
Yeah.
But once again, Parker Napa has become the primary Pit Crew Challenge sponsor. And this is the fourth year we've been doing that.
Which involves kind of like doing the pit stuff right there in downtown,
right,
and letting everyone see it. And it's a competition, like how short can it be, right?
Right. And they're changing tires and one tire from one area to another, like front to back, back to front.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually, this is an official Best in the Desert event. And they've actually started doing this Pit Crew Challenge throughout the Best in the Desert circuit. So
it's at every race now.
It's, yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. So we will have tons of food. We have the racers coming down after the time trials. We have La Paz County Sheriff's Department that's going to be out there with the helicopter, maybe the pontoon boat.
Lieutenant Bagby is here. How are you, sir?
Doing great.
And you guys will be there. Do you know what the deal is?
Well, one of the things we always do is we provide the VIPs, the volunteers and protection, just to help whatever
crowd
chamber
control
needs.
Street crowd closures.
Control. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Because a lot of people show to this thing.
Right,
yes.
Here up on Arizona Avenue, which they're going to do the same thing again this year, right?
Yes.
We're just going to put the helicopter down, and they've got one of the new patrol trucks and just a couple of things like that. The sheriff probably out there answering questions. And
excellent. That's good.
And we have some other, like BLM's going to have a booth there. They hadn't done that before. They've been down at contingency, but we want to provide as much information about
Casey had
area.
Really good things to say about BLM.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah.
Our BLM,
a lot of people don't think
great.
That, but he said, yeah, that they're really, really good.
Yeah. Well, they threw the directors in a trick truck for the pre-fun run, and they fell in love with it. So, like, I think they've done this for the last three directors. So
they're like, okay, well, this is cool.
They changed directors a lot.
Yeah.
At least the regional. And their thought process, I'll be quick, their thought process is, it seems like they just don't want people getting tied into the community too much. It's like they keep rotating around. I don't know if that's why, but every year,
right,
they have a different director coming in, a little ceremony, change of director, and
they're gone,
and everyone comes in.
But they're going to be there at the event.
Yes. A lot of our community service folks will be out there, and a lot of the kid groups, you know, like HOSA and FFA,
mm-hmm,
a lot of the kid groups are going to be selling their wares so that they can make some money for their organizations. And, of course, we have some new food this year.
Hey, what time do the cars come driving around and actually start lining up so people can see? Do you know?
They usually hit Arizona Avenue right around 1 o'clock.
So, I mean, it is a kind of a whole afternoon because you can start early in the afternoon and be there all afternoon if you want to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Everybody should be ready to
go by noon. I can, because I got to work.
Right. And
but I can come over after.
We have live music by the Highway 95 band. We have the River Diva Bar that we've got some different merchandise vendors that are going to be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also encouraging everybody to visit the downtown merchants. We have a lot of really good, talented business owners in our area, in our community. So I'll be talking about that throughout the event as
and
well.
And it's social.
Is very social.
For people to just go see for a while.
So many people. I mean, I remember seeing those pictures, you know, and especially when those vehicles show up and you have Arizona Avenue full of them. Mm. It's a cool scene. It's a really cool scene.
It's actually cool watching them park.
Yeah.
I mean, they're loud and just all of the, you know, if you haven't seen them, yeah.
And see, I'm usually the one that parks them because I know that they have just a tiny window of visual.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get their attention and you have to tell them exactly where they need to go.
Yeah, you're busy so, that day, aren't
I'm
you?
Busy
That's
that
like
day.
One of your busiest days.
So anybody who wants to volunteer for the event, give our office a call at 928-669-2174.
Mm-hmm.
We can always use help cleaning up afterwards and then also on Friday morning. And so the Pit Crew Challenge begins at 5:30 p.m. with host Jimmy Beaver from the Down and Dirty Show.
What time is that at?
5:30.
5:30. Okay. This coming Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I like this event a lot. You know, it's funny because you remember the race before it, of course,
mm-hmm.
but it doesn't seem complete without it now. You know, it's one
right.
of those big, it's one of those big sort of events on the race week.
Yes.
Leading up to the big action. Yeah.
I'd love to come up with something for Tuesday. I would love to see this elongate into a full week.
A full week
and
of
just keep our hotels
events.
full for the entire week.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so good, Mary. Anything else?
That's about it. That's what we're working on right now. Now is Downtown Experience. We're really excited. We've been getting the word out about the two different start times, and of course we share the Parker Livecast with all of our folks that follow Parker Arizona and the Chamber's Facebook pages.
Awesome.
And things like that. Yep.
Thank you so much, Miss Mary.
Thank you.
And we'll see you at the Downtown Experience.
Yes, you will.
And you too, Lieutenant Bike.
I will be there.
Will you?
Yes, I will.
That's good. In person?
In person, yeah.
All right.
I'll have a cutout of myself and you can put your face in the
you're
little...
Not gonna,
oh, that would be funny.
You're not going to like send an anonymous person.
Yeah. Or we could get little...
Little things that you
faces.
Hold, yeah. That way people can throw stuff at them.
All right. Thanks, guys, so much.
Thanks, John.